You the same nigga I've been looking for to write me. You the same nigga I've been looking for to write me,
son. Chill out, cuz. Chill out, cuz.
Hold up! Wait a minute! Hold up! Hold the fuck up! Hold! Hold the fuck up! Hold! Hold the fuck up! Hold! Hold the fuck up!
Friday, April 23rd, 2010. Coming up on the program today, the Cheeseball Murders. Insert dramatic sting here. I'll just do it. Dun, 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 dun. Plus, methed out in a manure pit, and is it really murder if the bitch I ran over was old? All of this plus your emails today on the Distorted View Show.
It's the Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
Yes, Tim Henson with you, back to end the week with the Friday podcast. Got a great program for you. Just got back from the Everything is Terrible show. I went with Paul and Jeanette, PK and Jay from the PK and Jay show. They're still alive and well and married. Did you guys know that? They took the plunge, and I can tell you they are both regretting it. I give it about 6 months. It's not going to last. No, they're doing great, and you new listeners of the show probably don't know who PK and JR are because they haven't posted a new podcast in about 15 years before the advent of the iPod, even. I don't know how they managed to do that. Pioneers. True pioneers. They died of dysentery on the Oregon Trail. I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. I'm still a little drunk. No, it was a great show, and if you missed it, I highly suggest you check it out. You know, when they happen to come to your city. They're coming back to Columbus, so if you live in my area, they'll be back in July. I'll probably check that show out as well. So that was good fun. I went with Paul and Jeanette and John, who I talked about because Joe, my roommate, was porking him, and he was a listener of my show. So it was a great time, and by the way, that's how he's listed in my phone contact information. John that Joe is porking. Is how he comes up on my phone. But anyways, yeah, I love Paul and Jeanette. Oh, I hope to hang out with them again very soon. All right, I got, like I said, a great program for you, a very musical edition of DV, but before we get into the song and dance portion of the show, I want to kick things off with a little white trash versus Asian.
When we're at war with the Arabs, we do not need a damn Arab president.
How can you debate that? Her argument is rock solid. All right, so yeah, I've got a great clip here. I love the clips that I can't even begin to explain. Like, I'm at a loss for words here. All right, someone is taping a little Asian woman bitching about coffee in front of the bus stop. She's just sort of...
So great, come out of Starbucks, Seattle's bad. You drink it, come out, you drink it on the street and you have no place to release it.
All right, it's kind of hard to understand her, but she's saying that coffee is pretty much a poor man's tea, and coffee makes you go pee. And you drink this coffee, and then you have nowhere to release it on the streets. You can't piss on the streets. I think maybe she's upset that there's no public restrooms nearby.
Coffee's worse than tea.
Yeah.
You know that? You make us drink the coffee.
No one's making you drink coffee, for Christ's sake.
How are we gonna do? We have used restrooms.
She's actually, I think, a little crazy, and you'll definitely see that come out when she starts arguing, but here she continues on.
Try to be a, you know, model citizen. Asians are model citizens.
Asians are model citizens. Okay. Miniature model citizens.
It's good. You buy that coffee, right? Then you're out on the street like this.
I think the story here is that she got kicked out of Starbucks, probably for starting an argument, much like the argument she started on the bus with a redneck woman. All right. Now, keep in mind, it's the redneck woman who swore. She's starting shit back here.
Tell her shut up. She's starting shit back here.
Okay.
I'll knock you out. Why did you call her your rat?
You'll probably hear that clip on DV in the future.
I'll knock you out. I'll knock you out.
Yeah. All right, the Asian is screaming, why don't you go to Iraq and fight for your country? And then this woman's...
Fight for your country! Over there! Oh my God, who's gonna stick up for me?
And I guess the redneck woman is just looking for some backup.
Where did you go? Why did you send her to Iraq? Go to Iraq! Shut up! Or send your son there! Shut up!
Oh, the driver's on the intercom now.
Get on the highway! Go. Will you tell her? I can tell her. Leave me alone.
Stay on the bus, or you can leave the bus.
Yeah, shut your mouth and leave.
I wonder what this argument is about. Probably coffee.
You're just too legal. You're too legal.
You are.
You cuss and you try to hit me. You don't call the police.
America, I can do what I want.
It's America. I do what I want.
America, I can do what I want.
You have to go to Iraq!
Shut the fuck up! God damn it!
You have to go to Iraq.
If the police come away, you won't tell the police what happened.
Shit, your mouth, so everyone.
Sorry, I have to sit here.
Will you be quiet?
Maniacal laughter.
Corner in the bus.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry.
All right, wait a second. So here, this is the redneck woman.
Will you be quiet? There's a little corner in the bus. Sorry, little one.
All right, this woman obviously has dentures or missing teeth or something. And the redneck woman is the one that was swearing. Now she's concerned about this little boy, right?
She did this on the other one. Yeah.
You have to pay the price today. Get up this bus yourself. I have to control myself. Sometimes you have to, too. You get up the bus, let people go.
You get the idea. The rest of the video is pretty much more of the same. Nothing is ever resolved. So there you go, a redneck woman versus an Asian. Moving on, one of my favorites is back. Now, Sideshow members know that our very good friend Tonetta has managed to get a record deal. I'm not shitting you. And this is not some self-release title. But yeah, you can pre-order it now or whatever. So Tonetta's been very active. I always say she because Tonetta, but it's a guy, kind of. Tonetta's been very active in music, but he's been working on his CD. That's why we haven't really heard from him. There's a bunch of new Tonetta tracks out, and they're all brilliant. Here's one called LaQuisha.
Did really you matter how much you weigh?
Yeah, the song is about a big fat black woman named LaQuisha or LaQuisha.
As long as your heart is in the right place, you could be 100 pounds, 2 or 3. Oh, any weight is good for me. Oh, LaQuisha, I was born to love, and with you like this so much. More to love. He left you so, let it be. Besides, there's always me.
There you go, just a little bit of LaQuisha, and there's one more track I wanted to play for you. This is more along the lines of what we love about Tonetta. By the way, the intro sounds a lot like LaQuisha. All of his damn music sounds the same.
Guys are cool, smarter in school. Guys don't have those hang-ups like girls. As a rule, I love chicks, but put a dick in front of them, I'll come quick.
All right, so what he's saying here, what Tonetta is saying with this song is, look, he's just a straight guy. He loves the pussy. But if you're going to put a dick in front of his face, well, he's going to suck it and come quick. Yeah, that screams heterosexual to me.
And the men.
By the way, half of his videos he's in drag as well. Little schoolgirl outfits or, you know, just completely naked except for a thong.
Just a screw, just like you. Try to tease me with a breast. I'll suck it, be my guest. Test me by wiggling your ass. I'll come fast.
Tonetta just likes action, whether it be man, woman, tranny. I don't think it matters. Big fat black lady named LaQuisha, whatever. All right, so that's what Tonetta's been up to. I know a lot of you guys love Tonetta. Now, I've got one more musical clip I wanted to share with you. But before that, Sean sent me a link to a 6-second clip from The View that I found fascinating. Have you guys watched the ABC television program Modern Family? I guess it's very popular. And one of the stars, married to Al Bundy, is on the show, is some Latina woman. And she was apparently on The View recently, and there was an extremely awkward, weird moment. It's about 5 seconds long. Take a listen.
What was your handle when you were 12?
Yeah, 13.
13.
I was raped.
I don't know what they were talking about or the context of this clip, but I've never seen someone so happy to be raped.
What was your handle when you were 12?
Yeah, 13.
13.
I was raped.
Yeah. Raped. I gotta hear the whole thing one more time.
What was your handle when you were 12?
Yeah, 13.
13.
Yeah, 13. The way she says it, yeah, I'm 13. I was raped.
12.
Yeah, 13.
13.
I was raped.
And you know, notice that before she says, or I'm really dissecting this, now before she talks about the rape, some of the women are already laughing.
12.
Yeah, 13.
13.
I was raped.
See, you hear some laughter there.
13, I was raped.
And after the raped comment, the rape comment, there's more laughter that starts. Right? That's when the comedy really kicks in. Honestly, I have no idea what the clip is about. It's probably taken out of context. But I do have one more song that I wanted to share with you. You know I love the retard talent shows. And I just happened to run across a new one. So let's take a listen to a unsavory singing her little retarded heart out. Little pitchy. No. Let's just listen to the very end. I want to see how she finishes up with this song.
Heartbreaker, love maker, dream maker, don't you mess around with me, Africa, Jamaica. Oh. Dream maker, don't you mess around with me, you're a heartbreaker. Dream maker, yes, no.
There you go. She sings like a canary. It's going to be a big star, Libby. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, effed up news right now. It's now the weekend, Friday, payday. You can part with $5. That's not too bad, right? That's all it takes to sign up for the sideshow. $5 a month, or you can pay for a yearly membership and get 2 months free. So that'll set you back $50. But every week we do extended shows, exclusive shows, video casts. Corey does Butt Fudge Sunday, which he has one plan this weekend for you. I'll be doing a weekend show as well. Also want to get a new video cast out there. A lot of people enjoy DV Log Creeper. So yeah, a lot of great stuff popping up on the sideshow feed. If you like Distorted View and would like to see it continue, I guess support the show. Sign up for the sideshow, superfreaksideshow.com. 3 quick stories now, and then we'll get the hell out of here. The first one comes from Hempstead, New York. The 18-year-old woman charged with vehicular manslaughter in the death of a Hempstead woman told her side of the story on Wednesday. Police said Kayla Gerdes was high on painkillers. She was driving on sunshine when she drove a van onto the front lawn and into a house in Hempstead, killing the homeowner, Rebecca Twine Wright, who was 69 years old. She was mowing her lawn at the time when she was mowed down herself. Before her arraignment in Nassau County District Court on Wednesday, a very emotional Gerdes told the reporters, "I didn't mean to do it. The car went out of control. I was pressing the brake. It was a mistake." However, it's what she told police that is hard to believe. At 2:10 a.m. on Wednesday, about 16 hours after the Tuesday morning accident, in a statement to police, Gerdes was quoted as saying, "The thing that made me feel not so bad was she was old." This bitch was obviously a Distorted View listener. Yes, the thing that made me feel not so bad was she was old. I mean, 70 years old is a long time to live. Still, you drove over her. Defense attorney John R. Lewis says his client was headed to court on Tuesday to face grand larceny charges for stealing jewelry from her mother when the crash occurred. Classy. Lewis says Gerdes, or Gerde, was devastated when told that Twine Wright had been killed. Wright was a retired doctor and a mother of two. Lewis said Gerdes had been in rehabilitation for drug addiction, but left after 7 days. Oh, that's how it goes on that television show Intervention. It's one of two things happen. One, they complete the intervention, or the other thing, they always leave after 7 days. They can never make it a full week. Alright. Or they barely make it a week, right? Alright, back to the story here. She pleaded not guilty on Wednesday to second-degree vehicular manslaughter, driving while ability impaired by drugs, and unlicensed operation of a motor vehicle. Bitch wasn't even licensed. She was held on $200,000 bond and is due back in court on Friday. While I applaud her efforts to help control the elderly population, have your grandparents maimed and euthanized, she went about it the wrong way. Got to be a little more sly on the DL. All right, second story we have for you today. This one comes from Indiana. It's unclear how long Thomas Hovis Jr. had been hiding in a vat of manure. Great first line to a news story. But when Noble County SWAT officers stormed the small barn, where he was holed up, they thought they had lost the drug suspect. The long, narrow barn has an open-air trough that runs along one side of the building and flows into a vat covered by a steel grate. The setup allowed the farmers who once used the barn to spray the animal manure from the floor into a holding tank. An officer looked down, and there, through the steel grate in the floor, he could see the 52-year-old man, just his head peering out from the cesspool deep within the frigid feces, said Chief Deputy Doug Harp. The pig operation hadn't been in there for a while, but the previous tenant had been using it for dog kennels. Oh. Police believe Hovis had been using the manure pit for his dogs. Harp said he had no idea the last time the pit had been pumped out or cleaned. Fresh perked. Hiding in a vat filled with liquid sludge might be a new depth for Hovis, but it wasn't the first time he eluded the police. In the 80s, he fled to Florida, our most fucked up state, trying to escape a murder charge. Holy shit, this guy's a monster. Police eventually caught up to him when he was arrested after a barroom fight. In 82, he was convicted of stomping a 40-year-old cab driver to death, and he served a 15-year prison sentence. At about 6 p.m. on Tuesday, the Noble County Special Operations Group raided the farm where Hovis was living with his girlfriend. He was wanted on several warrants, including manufacturing meth. Ooh, meth! And possession of a firearm. When officers pulled up to the scene, he was playing with his dogs outside the barn. Hovis had nowhere to run except into the pig barn. The barn! The pig barn! Officers later found three handguns and an assault rifle, as well as Hovis's girlfriend in the farmhouse. As soon as police nabbed Hovis and took him into custody, he began shaking and talking incoherently. Apparently, Harp said, Hovis had been in the frigid pool of feces so long that his body temperature dropped dangerously low and he showed signs of hypothermia. Medics cut Hovis's clothes off, strapped him to a gurney, and took him to Parkview Noble Hospital for treatment. Immediately after Hovis was in custody, Harp said a debate began among the officers at the scene. Which sheriff's deputies would load Hovis into the police cruiser and take him from the hospital to the jail? Yeah, the stench must have been unbearable. Hovis is being held at the Steuben County Jail without bail on charges of manufacturing meth, possession of meth, maintaining a common nuisance, possession of a controlled substance, etc., etc. I've seen people hide in baby cribs and crawl spaces. I've never seen anybody hide in a liquid manure pit, Harp said. That is a first. And finally today, another insanely ridiculous story. A Sydney woman who murdered a pedestrian for throwing cheese balls at her car has been jailed until at least 2027. In the future! In giving Sarah Mae Ward a minimum sentence of 18 years and 9 months and a maximum of 25 years, a judge said she used her car as a weapon when she ran Eli Westlake down in June 2008. A 21-year-old was with his brother Joel and friends walking home from a night out. The Crown said Mr. Westlake threw cheese balls at Ward as a joke after he saw her in a car with a man. A jury was told that Ward had drunk 2 bottles of wine and had taken cannabis, ecstasy, and Valium before getting behind the wheel. Oddly, that combination of drugs had him craving cheese balls. Interesting. The defense argued the 39-year-old did not intend to kill Mr. Westlake, but she was found guilty of murder in March. Today, Justice Roderick Howie said she intended to injure Eli Westlake to teach him a lesson, but later regretted her actions. He described the murder as a senseless act of anger. Well, I mean, come on. Let's not forget who, you know, started this. The dude and the drug and the cheese balls and the moon and the stars and the this and the that. Outside the court, Eli's father, Nigel, welcomed the sentence, but he said he does not believe Sarah Ward is remorseful. I just feel desperately sad, he said. The judge made reference to her acts of remorse, but as a family, we've seen no evidence of that. Eli Westlake's mother said her son was a kind and funny soul. You know, hence the cheese ball prank. And the family will miss his generous spirit. Sarah Mae Ward showed no emotion as her sentence was handed down. With time already served, she'll be eligible for parole in March 2027. So there you go. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Friday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. Alrighty, checking in with my freaks one last time this week.
Hey, Tim, slash your member room with the stool calling in on a Tuesday morning. I just wanted to share a You Know You're a Freak One moment.
Oh, right.
And one other thing, but the freak moment, I was driving in the car to go see the room in Ann Arbor with some friends of mine, and, you know, there was an awkward silence. We had been smoking a fair amount of marijuana, and got really quiet, and so I kind of just said, yeah, fuck niggers. And, of course, Jesus. Everyone with an ounce of intelligence and half a sense of humor laughed, but there was one guy that just got really quiet and goes, whoa, dude. I thought we got over that shit like 200 years ago. I fucking hate idiots that don't understand fucking ironic humor. That's what makes your show great, Timmy. I love your humor.
Of course.
I love the Negroes.
I just josh with them.
Sorry.
Same with the Jews, except I hate them in real life.
Jugu Tim, Haley's comic, calling up about...
Just kidding, I love Jews.
Jugu Tim, Haley's...
Love to see them eradicated.
Jugu Tim, Haley's comic, calling up about ham pie.
Yes.
I know what you mean. It is nothing like quiche. However, I can understand how people would get confused.
Right. You know, when you say egg and ham, of course, people would think, quiche. But it's a different consistency,
because the recipe
texture.
Kind of sort of sounds like quiche. Just to clarify for the folks who don't understand the difference, a quiche is basically an egg custard with a lot of cheese in it.
Yes,
that
it's
has
softer.
An egg pie, a ham pie, however, is really basically a lot of melted cheese and some egg that has meat suspended in it, usually ham. My wife likes to make it using Italian sausage.
Yeah.
But it's a very different consistency.
Yeah, there's ham pie, rice pie, and I think macaroni pie. My family doesn't do that. I think we do, we definitely do ham pie. I think sometimes we'll do rice pie.
Light, fluffy.
Similar.
Ham pie can be very dense and solid. But I highly recommend people try making ham pie and substitute whatever meat that you want for it.
Yeah, I totally missed out on ham pie this year because I didn't go home for Easter.
Hello, Timmy Henson. This is Crazy Kev, Ontario, Canada.
I actually had my Easter dinner with Joe at a restaurant, TJ's. It was awful. So gross.
What am I calling for? I just smoked a big joint.
Oh, all right.
Anyways, I was wondering if you thought about getting an iPhone app for the show.
You know, I really want this Bristol Stool app that I've been talking up. And someone on Twitter said, hey, I'm an iPhone developer. And I said, all right, let's do this. And then I never heard back from him. But what I would like to do is incorporate an actual, you know, in my my shit app that I want to work on, I'd like to incorporate, downloading episodes of DV and you being able to listen to the show and stuff like that. Make it an all-inclusive app. Because I think people that are just downloading it for the shit functions will be able to discover Distorted View. Like, look, if you're going to download an app where you record your shit and share it with the world, chances are you would like my program, my grum. So I think that would be a great way to get new listeners. Sure.
The girl has one. It's pretty cool. I thought maybe that would be pretty cool for...
And listen, I would be willing to pay... A developer, like if you are a good iPhone developer and you can make all these features that I want happen, I'll pay you 10-20 bucks. Why the hell not? Okay, maybe not that much. No, but I don't know, like
short of you,
a couple $100, it would be worth it, right?
And when you come up to Toronto there for your trip, make sure you check out the weed, because it's good, as you can tell.
Yeah, I'm totally gonna have to smoke some weed up there. It's legal. I'm not breaking any laws, right?
Hey, Timmy, Spiral Hamfucker. Hey, I'm hoping Zach from Florida will call back doing his little horse impression. I really enjoyed it.
All right. What is the deal? What's the deal with like weed up there in Toronto? What are the laws? What does it actually state?
Oh, Timmy Boo. Oh, just finished watching Creepier. Dude, I don't know how you keep finding this creepy fucking shit, but...
I wonder how many video DV logs I've done. I should put them all together and go around the country showing it, kind of like Everything is Terrible did with their stuff. Really? I can't hear. What? Are you shitting me with this? No, I'm sorry. I can't hear a goddamn word you're saying.
Hey, Tim, it's Jackie. I'm just calling to say your... April 9th, you're talking about Glenn Miller and how he looked like a gay man from the 80s and asked someone to Photoshop that, and I did, and I emailed it to you.
Oh, yes, you did put Glenn Miller's head on a gay dude's body. I'll put a link on maybe my Twitter. I'll do a twit pic or something, so you can check that out.
Hey, Tim, it's the Milkman here.
Cuckoo.
I was listening to your voicemail show, and you asked if
We'd rather, you know, fuck a tranny or, you know, an old near dead.
Oh, yeah, that's the new one, yeah.
And you talked about him being all stinky and nasty. I guess my question is, can I hose him down first before
no.
I fuck him?
No, it has to be that old, that crusty, musty old person stank on them.
And if I kill him in the act of lovemaking, am I held responsible? Because I feel like, you know, I'd probably fuck an old bitch before I'd fuck a tranny, but...
That is interesting. You'd fuck an old person, like I don't know. I think I'd fuck a tranny at that
gay
point.
Dude. Either one, I'd still fuck the fucking old bitch, but I'd be afraid she'd die in the middle of it.
No, I don't think I could do that. Old person is worse than tranny, and old person is worse than any other normal configuration. Like a normal girl or a normal guy. Oh, I'd take either. Okay, and that was a hang up.
Hey, Timmy Boo. It's newly converted Sideshow member, the Butt Double, here.
Ooh.
Hey, I want to apologize for all the random technical emails. Also, chiming in on your tranny or gay guy thing. If the gay guy is younger, gay guy. If not, tranny, because I like kids.
But if the gay guy is younger... then you would take him. That's interesting. I don't think anyone else has called in with that opinion.
Hey, Timmy Boo, two things. First, in my address book, I have you listed as Timmy Boo.
Oh, nice.
And second, you already played Tribute before, and I'm probably the upteenth.
Wait, who did I... What did I play before?
And, you already played Tribute before, and I'm probably...
Trudy? I couldn't make out what he said, but I am not, denying that. I could have. I have a horrible memory. But look, I've been doing the show now, just the podcast, since December 2004. I can't remember everything that I've played, so occasionally you're going to hear something over again. And I apologize for that, but enjoy it. You know, how often do you get to hear this shit? If it's once every, you know, 2 or 3 years... give me a fucking break. All right, that is all the time we have on this edition of the show. Why don't you guys email me? Show at distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. If we smell line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-66. Oh, God, is it? Oh, God.
Will you tell her to shut up? She's starting shit back here. I'm not wrong.
Subscribe via iTunes. Spread the distortion. If you like the show, please consider supporting it. Sign up for the Sideshow right now, because I got a bunch of exclusive weekend content for you, so be on the lookout for that. Thank you so much for a great week of programs, and we will see you back on Monday to start it all over again. Until then, bye everybody!
You are a faggot!